This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the confidence-competence loop explains why patient hearing gets easier the more you practice it. The hidden cycle that turns patient hearing from a struggle into strength. In short, patient hearing practice is not a personality trait. It is a skill that compounds. Each time you hold your attention steady through a hard exchange, you add a layer of competence. That competence builds confidence. That confidence makes the next attempt more likely to succeed. The reason patient hearing feels impossible at first is physiological, not moral. The confidence-competence loop explains why every imperfect attempt still moves you forward. Deliberate repetition, even in small doses, breaks the cycle of avoidance and builds a skill you can trust. Definition: patient hearing practice is the deliberate, repeated act of listening fully to a difficult person without interrupting, defending, or withdrawing attention. It is a trained skill, not a natural gift, developed through consistent attempts that build competence and, over time, quiet confidence. Most people who struggle with patient hearing believe the problem is temperament. They think some people are simply built to sit still through frustration, and they are not among them. After 60 years of watching people communicate, including many years of watching myself get it badly wrong, I know that belief is the first thing standing between you and the skill. Patient hearing practice is not about who you are. It is about what you have done enough times to trust. The reason it feels so hard at the start is not weakness. It is the way the brain responds to perceived threat. When someone speaks in a way that feels dismissive, aggressive, or unfair, a part of your nervous system fires before the thinking part catches up. Your instinct says respond, defend, correct, or leave. Patience, at that moment, is not just uncomfortable. It feels biologically wrong. What changes this is not a better attitude. It is the confidence-competence loop, a concept I develop in Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time. Understanding how that loop works with patient hearing specifically is what this article will give you. What the confidence-competence loop actually does to patient hearing. The loop is built on one simple truth: confidence is not a prerequisite for action. It is the result of it. Most people wait to feel ready before they attempt patient hearing in a genuinely difficult moment. They wait to feel calm, grounded, and sure of themselves. That wait is indefinite. Readiness does not arrive before the attempt. It arrives because of it. Here is how the loop runs. You attempt to hold your attention steady through a hard conversation. You do not do it perfectly. You feel your focus slip twice. You have to pull it back, and at the end you are drained. But you stayed. You listened. You did not interrupt or shut down. That imperfect attempt produces a small, real unit of competence. Your nervous system logs it. The next time a difficult person starts speaking in a way that would normally trigger retreat, something is different. Not transformed. Not serene. Just slightly less alarming. You have a reference point now. You have done this before and survived it. That quiet recognition is the beginning of confidence, and it makes you more willing to try again. Each subsequent attempt builds on the last. The loop is self-reinforcing precisely because competence and confidence feed each other. Competence makes confidence possible, and confidence makes further practice more likely. As I write and say it right every time, confidence is not a magical feeling that descends upon you. It is the direct result of strategic preparation and repeated action. What this means practically is that the quality of your early attempts is far less important than the fact of them. You are not trying to be a perfect listener in week one. You are trying to give the loop something to work with. Why your brain fights patient hearing at the start. There's a specific reason the first several attempts at patient hearing feel so costly. In Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time, I describe what happens during an amygdala hijack. The brain's threat detection system fires in response to social danger, flooding the body with signals that prioritize defense over attention. A raised voice, a dismissive tone, or an accusation can be enough to trigger it. When you are in a hijack, patient hearing is not just difficult. It requires you to act against a signal your brain is sending with genuine urgency. This is why willpower alone is not enough. The person who grits their teeth and forces themselves to listen in a hijacked state will exhaust themselves and likely break before the conversation ends. What the loop does, over time, is lower the threshold at which the hijack fires. Each successful attempt at holding steady creates a new reference point. Your brain begins to categorize this type of exchange as manageable rather than threatening. The hijack becomes less severe. The recovery becomes faster. This is not theory. This is what happens. When you practice anything under mild stress repeatedly, the stress response recalibrates. There is also anticipatory anxiety to consider. This is the dread you feel before the difficult conversation, not during it. In my experience, anticipatory anxiety is often more damaging than the conversation itself. It leads people to avoid the exchange entirely, which is the fastest way to stall the loop and reverse any progress already made. For those conversations you cannot avoid, a brief pre-conversation exercise, what I call the conversation pre-mortem, helps considerably identify the worst thing that could happen, assess how likely it actually is, and decide in advance how you would respond. The anxiety does not disappear, but it stops being a stop sign. It becomes a signal that this moment matters, which is exactly what it is. The moment the loop becomes visible. Three real situations. You do not notice the loop building while it is happening. You notice it retrospectively, in the gap between you were in a hard conversation 6 months ago and you are in one today. The colleague who always argues your points. Early in your patient hearing practice, this person derails you within the first 2 minutes. You feel the pull to jump in, correct the record, and reclaim ground. You probably do. After several months of deliberate practice, you notice something different. You can feel the pull without acting on it. You let the full point land. You ask a question instead of firing a counter. The conversation goes somewhere it never went before. The direct report who gets defensive when given feedback. Most people respond to defensiveness by either softening the feedback until it is useless, or pressing harder until the conversation collapses. Patient hearing asks you to do neither. It asks you to stay with the discomfort of the response, hear what is driving it, and remain present without retreat. This feels nearly impossible the first time. After the 10th time, it is still uncomfortable, but you know you can do it. The loop has given you evidence. The manager who speaks over everyone. Listening patiently to someone who does not listen in return is one of the hardest tests of this skill. The natural response is to match their energy, to stop engaging genuinely, to go through the motions. What patient hearing practice builds is the ability to stay genuinely attentive even when the exchange feels one-sided, because you've learned that your listening is not contingent on theirs. Each of these situations is a training ground. None of them require perfection. All of them, practiced honestly, feed the loop. Why most people never let the loop start? The loop breaks before it begins when people treat patient hearing as a destination rather than a practice. They attempt it once in a genuinely difficult moment, find it hard, and conclude they are not the type. That conclusion feels accurate because the first attempt is always the hardest. There is no stored competence yet, no prior reference for what it feels like to come through steady. The second reason people stall is avoidance, and it compounds faster than most people realize. As I describe in chapter 13 of Say It Right, every time one avoided conversation leads to resentment, resentment leads to more avoidance, and the cycle erodes whatever competence you had started to build. The compound effect works in both directions. How the compound effect shapes communication over time / article / workplace communication / team synergy / the compound effect, how small daily communication improvements predate breakthrough team synergy over time, is worth understanding in full. Because the same principle that builds patient hearing can quietly dismantle it if you let avoidance take hold. The third reason is that people practice in the wrong order. They try patient hearing first with the most difficult person in their life, which is like beginning a running program with a half marathon. The nervous system has no reference point for composure under that level of pressure. It needs to be built up through lower stakes attempts first. Understanding how psychological safety creates the conditions for honest exchange matters here too, because the contexts where you feel safer are the training grounds that build the competence you will need in harder ones. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. How to build the patient hearing loop deliberately. Knowing why the loop works is useful. Knowing how to feed it deliberately is what changes your conversations. Start with low-stakes training. Choose one conversation this week where you disagree with a speaker or where you feel impatient, and practice holding your attention without interrupting. It does not have to be difficult. It has to be real. The Empathy Bridge, Technique/Article/Workplace Communication/Team Synergy/How Empathy Bridges and Team Communication Create the Conditions for Lasting Synergy is a useful companion here before you respond. Name to yourself what the other person seems to be feeling. This keeps your attention on them rather than on your own counterargument. Reflect briefly after each attempt. Reflection is what turns experience into competence. After a difficult conversation, spend 2 minutes asking yourself, where did my attention hold? And where did it slip? You are not grading yourself. You are feeding the loop with information. This reflection habit accelerates the cycle considerably. Use the strong method before hard conversations. The 6-step pre-conversation, which I outline in chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time, begins with stating your intention, which for patient hearing is simply, I am here to understand, not to win. The ritual moves through taking a breath, respecting all perspectives, offering specific responses rather than reactive ones, navigating toward resolution, and gaining commitment. Running through this before a known difficult exchange lowers the hijack threshold before you even work in. Accept the imperfect attempts. This is the part that trips most people up. You will lose your patience. You will interrupt before you mean to. You'll feel your attention drift to your own rebuttal rather than the speaker's point. These are not failures. They are data points, and they still count as attempts. The loop advances with honest effort, not perfect execution. How confidence builds through small wins in team conversations follows the same principle. Teams that improve fastest are not the ones who get it right immediately, but the ones who keep showing up and adjusting. For difficult conversations that have already broken down, the skills of starting a difficult conversation that is blocking progress and giving feedback without damaging trust are closely linked. Patient hearing does not operate in isolation. It is the foundation that makes every other difficult conversation skill function properly. The loop runs both directions. What this means for you. There is one more truth worth sitting with. The loop does not stay neutral when you are not feeding it. Avoidance compounds. Each difficult conversation you sidestep reinforces the belief that you cannot hold steady, that the other person is too much, that your patient simply is not up to task. Over time, that belief calcifies into identity. I'm just not good at listening to people like that. That identity is built from avoidance, not from evidence. It feels true because you have tested it only by walking away. The only way to know whether it is accurate is to stay. I spent years believing I was a better talker than listener. I was not wrong about the talking, but the listening I thought I lacked was not absent. It was unpracticed. The first few times I made myself stay genuinely present to a conversation that felt like a personal attack, I was lousy at it. I interrupted. I defended. I half listened while rehearsing my response, but I stayed a little longer than I had the time before, and the loop began to build. Making this skill a practical tool in difficult exchanges slash articles slash workplace communication slash team synergy slash how to use the confidence competence loop to make your team synergy conversations less terrifying is exactly what is possible once you stop waiting to feel ready and start giving the loop something to work with. Patient hearing practice is not the work you do once you become a calm person. It is the work that makes you one. Frequently asked questions. What is patient hearing practice? Patient hearing practice is the deliberate act of training yourself to listen fully to difficult people without interrupting, defending, or mentally retreating. It builds through repetition. Each attempt, however imperfect, adds a layer of competence that makes the next attempt feel more manageable. Why does patient hearing feel so hard with difficult people? When someone speaks in a way that feels threatening or unfair, the brain triggers a reactive state that prioritizes defense over listening. This is the amygdala hijack in action. Patient hearing feels hard because the instinct to respond overrides the intention to understand. How does the confidence competence loop apply to patient hearing? Each time you hold your attention steady through a hard conversation, you build a small unit of competence. That competence produces a quiet confidence that you can do it again. That confidence makes you more willing to attempt it, which builds more competence. The loop compounds over time. How long does it take for patient hearing to feel natural? There is no fixed timeline. Most people notice a meaningful shift after several weeks of consistent, deliberate attempts. The loop accelerates when you reflect briefly after each conversation, noting what held and what broke down. Can you practice patient hearing outside of difficult conversations? Yes, and you should. Practice in low-stakes conversations, first meetings where you disagree, discussions that bore you, exchanges where you would normally redirect. These are the training ground. When the difficult moment arrives, your nervous system already has a reference point for composure. What breaks a confidence competence loop in patient hearing? Avoidance breaks it faster than anything else. Each conversation you step away from reinforces the belief that you cannot hold steady. The loop runs in both directions. Practice builds it. Avoidance erodes it. One avoided conversation rarely feels costly, but the compound effect over time is significant. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.